meaningless thought. The shell appears strong, but the inside is rot. It's time to be stirred. The time is now. The winds have changed. Read the signs. No time to hide. The winds have changed.
Millennia ago, from the little cave on the tiny island of Patmos in the Aegean Sea, the heavens opened. Since then, the world has been fascinated by the cosmic upheaval brewing on the horizon of history. The upheaval is now upon us. It is within us. To some degree, it always has been. But there has been a sudden and violent shift in the affairs of the world. The winds have changed. Heaven will not be silent. Let's now join Father Anthony Bush, pastor of St. Stanislaus Kostka, the Sanctuary of the Divine Mercy in Chicago, and author of A Mother's Plea, For the Winds Have Changed. Together we can pave the way for a hopeful response to the signs of our times.
Good afternoon, listeners. This is Loretta Frelick, and today I am your guest host with the privilege of filling in for Father Anthony on Winds of Change. And I am just so delighted. I have so many, so many praise reports. It's just exciting. And as you know, this is Easter, and we are celebrating our Easter sacraments. And this coming week, this weekend, Saturday, tomorrow, 61 children, young adults from my parish will be making confirmation. And so we want to give a shout out to all of the confirmandes that will be receiving the Holy Spirit this Easter. We want to really give a shout out to all of the DREs and our catechists. Everybody is just one more event from being finished. Yay, Nick. Thank you for the applause. God bless you, Nick. And so we send that out to all of the confirmandes and the catechists and the DREs. And, of course, we also want to continue to pray for the success of the court rulings on the abortion pills. And we are just delighted that the Lord showed us nothing is impossible for God in the Dobbs decision. And so I just encourage you, listeners, to continue to pray for the success of those court rulings to end the use of these drugs to take our babies' lives. And we continue to pray for, you know, if you're listening to me, we continue to pray for the good health of Cardinal Zen. And, you know, on Mondays, we have the privilege of listening to Andrea Bacata-Bayer, and she is the one who has told us, we don't know what's in the China-Vatican agreement. We don't know what the Vatican and China have agreed to. But we do know that most recently, China appointed a bishop in violation of what we believe to be in that policy. And so we want to continue to pray for the protection of China and China's Catholics and Cardinal Zen. And we move to, most seriously, Nicaragua Bishop Rolando Alvarez, as he was given the opportunity to leave with 222 other dissidents, and he chose not to get on the plane for Washington, D.C., and safety and freedom in the United States. He chose at the last minute to not get on that plane, and he has presently been convicted of crimes against the state of Nicaragua or the nation of Nicaragua, and he is now in the Modelo prison, which is where they house the dissidents. So we pray for Bishop Rolando Alvarez and his safety, and we also pray, most importantly, for the conversion of President Daniel Ortega. We can do it, listeners. We can pray this world into wholeness, and we decree and declare that Jesus is the Lord of this universe. And so we are so grateful for his anointing on this world and his answer to our prayers. On today's show, we have a real exciting conversation coming up with Deacon Richard Holovoit from St. Bridget Parish in Wadsworth, Illinois. Deacon, are you there? Are you there, yes. Deacon?
I am.
Praise God. Deacon Rich, can you pronounce your last name for me so I say it correctly?
Sure. It's Holy Vote.
Holy Vote! Oh, my gosh, what a great way to say your name. You are like the campaign for how to get out there and exercise our freedom. Holy Vote. Well, Deacon, can you tell our listeners something about yourself?
Sure. So I've been a deacon since 2016. I was ordained for the Archdiocese of Chicago. I am proud to serve up at St. Bridget Parish, which includes St. Patrick's in Wadsworth and Our Lady of Humility in Peach Park.
Praise God. Now, how did you decide to become a deacon? What's that process like?
Well, I was picking my daughter up from school one day at St. Pat's, and I was in the parking lot, and I was just praying. And the Lord kind of sent me on a path mm-hmm. that he said he had something new for me and that I needed to, like, I needed to stop doing the ministry that I was doing and that he was going to really kind of impact my life. And so I didn't listen right away.
It got something in common with a lot of us.
And he didn't stop. And so finally I decided, okay, I need to make this, I need to make this happen. So I stepped back from that ministry, and
then there was nothing.
I was part of an RCIA team.
Okay. Oh, that's kind of important ministry.
Yeah.
Okay. So you stepped back, and what happened?
And then I just spent 3 years just discerning where he was sending me,
mm-hmm.
and that ended. That ended with my ordination in 2016, which was amazing and beautiful.
Praise God. Now, what's training to be a deacon like? I mean, we just see you guys on, you know, at the liturgies and mm-hmm. at baptisms and events. And, you know, we know you wear a different vestment, and we know you assist either at the mm-hmm. word or the Eucharistic table. But what's that training like? We don't see all those long, hard hours that you put in and that your wife puts in with you.
Sure. So it's 4 years of training and schooling, which usually includes like two nights a week
mm-hmm.
plus some weekends, and you know. But it's a wonderful experience. It,
mm-hmm.
it really does, you know, help you, understand the undertaking that you're taking on, and help you spiritually in knowing who you are and how that works with the Lord.
Right. You know, I graduated, I won't say when, it was a long time ago, but I graduated from the Archdiocesan Lay Ministry Training Program, and I'm really going to date myself because at that time, we went to school with the diaconate candidates and their wives. And
yeah.
So it's all kinds of Old Testament, New Testament, you know, how,
right.
you know, and reflection and retreats and, you know, where is your walk with God calling you? And then you, deacon candidates then go on for a whole nother, well, now if you're going 4 years, you're going on for two more years, but, you know, you go on to do homiletics and, you know, how to preach a good homily. What's that,
right. yeah.
what's that course like?
Yeah, I mean it's challenging at times. You know, really finding that golden thread that runs through the scriptures, right?
Right. That's a beautiful way to put it. Finding the mm-hmm. golden thread that runs through the scriptures.
Yeah. Because in many cases, and I won't say every case, but in many cases, you know, each of the readings really reflect upon each other,
mm-hmm.
and it really, really brings a beautiful imagery to the scriptures.
Wow. What was your favorite course?
You know, that's an interesting question. I really enjoyed many of the courses. I enjoyed homiletics. I enjoyed canon law. You know, it's hard to place a finger on one. I would say the New Testament was one of my favorites.
Wow. Now tell me, what's a canon law course like? Because I know of attorneys who have gone up, I think it's in Montreal or in Canada, and they study canon law, but it's a lengthy course to become a canon lawyer. What kinds of things did you learn in canon law?
You know, just basically how to look things up you know, what the basics of canon law are, some of the things that we would run into regarding sacraments and different things like that. But it was really, really interesting.
Now, what ministry did you take on as a deacon?
So I took on a healing ministry within our parish.
Wow.
Where we would pray. You know, we had an intercessory side of that prayer ministry where we received prayer requests, and we had something like 80 different intercessors that would pray for those prayer needs. We also had prayer ministers that would pray with people after Mass. And it was really beautiful there too. Just having that one-on-one prayer time with each person and really helping them experience the Lord was really powerful.
Well, that's exciting. Now you have recently taken up a new ministry.
Yes. Yes.
Can you tell our listeners what that ministry is?
So we have a new school here in the Archdiocese. It is Encounter Ministries School of Ministry, which is a two-year school that trains and equips both lay ministers as well as clergy how to pray for the sick, how to hear the Word of God, and really, you know, just kind of learn that supernatural lifestyle that we live as Catholics.
Right. And, you know, we have such a great opportunity to learn from some really solid citizens and Catholics in this ministry. Can you tell us a little bit more about just Encounter Ministries in general? Where are they from?
So the main campus is in Brighton, Michigan. It's run by Father Matthias Thalen, as well as Patrick Rice.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a team there that runs the main campus. And then I want to say it's like 30 campuses all over the world now.
Right. They have 30 satellite schools all over the world. And
yeah.
What are some of the topics that you encounter in Encounter Ministry School?
Sure. So in the first quarter, we talk about identity and transformation as a basis that our identity in who we are in Christ really is the foundation for all this ministry work.
Okay, and tell me more about that identity.
So,
one of the things that I have been so impressed with, Deacon Rich, is as people are connecting, you know, you ask them to introduce themselves, they never lead with what they do or what their work is or what their ministry is. Every single one of them, I am a beloved child of God. How is that important?
Well, it all begins in our baptism, right?
Right.
So in our baptism, Jesus didn't need to be baptized, but he was baptized so that we could experience that same thing that he did. And so in baptism, you know, yes, our original sin is washed away, but even more important than that, those same things that happened to Jesus when he was baptized, the Spirit came down and dwelt in him, and it dwells in us, and the Father spoke, and he said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." And that exact same thing happens to each one of us. He is, by essence, adopting us into the family of God, where we become brothers and sisters with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We become children of God, literally.
Amen. And truly. Well, we're going to go to our first break, listeners. And when we come back, we're going to learn more about how we can train as disciples to embrace our identity in Jesus and live out the inheritance Jesus won for us. I'm Loretta Frelich, guest host on Wind of Change on the new EWTN Catholic Radio Voice for Chicagoland, WSFI Catholic Radio on AM 750 WNDZ and 88.5 FM WFSI.
I know it's Winds of Change, but let's talk about adult entertainment for a good cause. On Saturday, April 22nd, you are invited to come out and play for St. Stan's annual casino fundraiser. There will be casino games, food, drinks, and great music. You have to be 21 and over. $50 to enter and play, and there is a cash bar. The dice roll at 7 p.m. Saturday, April 22nd. St. Stan's casino fundraiser will be held in St. Stan's Gym, located at 1255 North Noble Street, Chicago. For more information, visit ststanschurch.org.
I'm Loretta Frelich, and you are listening to the Winds of Change.
St. Stanislaus Koska Academy. St. Stan's is an exceptional private elementary school in Chicago, serving preschool, age 3 and 4, pre-kindergarten, kindergarten, and first grades. We incorporate Catholic values and rigorous academic, social-emotional learning, Chinese, Spanish, STEM, and more, providing our students with leadership and life skills to transform our world. St. Stanislaus Koska Academy is conveniently located one block north of Division on Noble, just off the Kennedy Expressway. To schedule your tour, visit ststanschicago.org. ststanschicago.org.
Welcome back. This is Loretta Frelich on Winds of Change with our guest, Deacon Rich Holivoat. And we are talking Encounter Ministries. Now, I love the ad for Encounter where they just make the statement, "The world is one encounter away." And, you know, Deacon Rich, that is so true. The world is one encounter away from Jesus and transforming our lives. This past weekend, there was a school of identity that was held at the campus where the satellite school is going to be held in Cicero. Can you share about what occurred at the school of identity?
Well, people learned, you know, who they were. They learned their identity there. They learned how to renew their mind into understanding and living out that identity as a child of God. But even more than that, what we ended up seeing was, you know, people actually walking in that supernatural lifestyle. We saw two people healed.
Praise
during
God.
during the course of the weekend, we had one lady who had fallen while she was leaving the building, And one of our presenters was actually there or right there when it happened. He knelt down and prayed with her, and all the pain went away. Then she came to realize that the majority of the reason that she fell was because she had one of her legs was shorter than the other one, and he prayed for her, and her leg grew out.
Praise God.
It was just a miracle and really eye-opening for all the people that were there. She said that when she started walking around afterwards, she said she hadn't felt like that since she was a little girl.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
And
what about the other miracle that you saw?
The other miracle was a lady who came to the event wearing a boot on her foot.
Yes, I saw
and,
her.
She was really kind of struggling in pain most of the weekend, and so at the closing of the retreat, one of the presenters prayed with her as well, and she was able to remove the boot. She was able to flex her foot in a way that she hadn't been able to do in a long time. More importantly than that, though, was that she said that she received healing in the form of her anxiety. And that was just the most beautiful thing we could see, because so many of the young people that were there were really struggling with anxiety. And I think there was a lot of peace that was brought.
Amen.
Through the weekend.
You know, Deacon Rich, I too had the opportunity to pray with many young people over the weekend. And that was the number one request for prayer that I experienced with young people was healing for anxiety. You know, it is so frustrating to see when you know that Jesus brings peace that passes all understanding, the shalom peace of Jesus. What do they teach in Encounter? I wish I could quote them, but that the shalom peace breaks the authority over chaos. And so we all know that peace is not a substance or the absence of someone or something. It's a someone. And that someone is Jesus. And it is so important that our young people come to know that you can have all the problems in the universe. You can have all the decisions to make in your whole family. But if you have Jesus and you have his peace, no matter what's swirling around you, you can be at peace.
Yeah. I remember I was on one of the prayer teams at the Encounter Conference in Grand Rapids this last December.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a woman come to my line for prayer, and what she said is, she said, "I've been to hundreds of conferences,"
mm-hmm.
and she said, "but I've never felt the love of God."
Mm. Wow.
And as we prayed, she just began to weep, and she just melted.
Wow.
And, you know, that was really, really powerful, and almost more powerful than a physical healing, right?
Absolutely.
Because, you know, it's changing lives.
Amen. Amen. I remember that when I attended an Encounter conference, and I don't recommend this, listeners, just so you know, but I just was compelled to want Father Matthias. Now, Father Matthias, as you said, is one of the original founders of this ministry. I really wanted Father Matthias to pray over me. I knew what it felt like to be the woman with the hemorrhage following Jesus, because I'm following poor Father Matthias at the healing point. And he is just going where the Holy Spirit sends him. But I kept following him. I kept following him. And I'll never forget, he turned around at one point and he looked directly into my eyes. I had the experience of seeing the bluest of eyes. And I saw Jesus. And I thought, this is where I get in trouble. I said, oh no, Jesus, what are you doing here? I wanted Father Matthias to pray over me. And Father Matthias's eyes became like these pools and these rivers of bluest of blue, crystal clear water. And they just flowed into me. And I was so overcome with the presence of the Lord and was able to rest in the Spirit. And for our listeners that are unfamiliar with that term, it is merely the Holy Spirit just comes over you, and you do. You fall on the ground, you don't get hurt, and you just rest in the Spirit. And during that time, you have an individual encounter with the Lord, and you don't know what it's going to be. I've never heard anyone repeat the same encounter I have. So,
yeah.
Right. So, you know, these places of healing with Father Matthias and the other members of the team. And now you completed the school, right, Deacon?
Yes.
And
yes.
What did you do?
I graduated last May.
Okay.
What's that?
Did you do it online? Did you go to Brighton? What'd you do?
Yeah, I did the school online.
Okay. And what did you find about the online school? Tell our listeners about the online school.
It was pretty amazing. We would receive, you know, two videos a week to watch. And then, you know, for instance, in my instance, on Wednesdays, we gathered, on a Zoom, and mm-hmm. I had classmates from all over the country, actually all over the world.
Right.
We came together and we discussed it and we did activations and, we had small groups, and it was really a beautiful. I came to find some of my closest friends in the world, you know, through that experience.
Sure, because it's such a beautiful experience where you are connecting heart to heart, the heart of Jesus mm-hmm. in you to the heart of Jesus in another. Because really, the heart of Jesus is for all of His children to live this supernatural lifestyle and to be flowing in one accord, bringing healing and others to Jesus, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes.
And in the online school, I too am taking the online school. You also have a lot of reading material.
Yes.
Yes. But it's authors that are kind of amazing, like Dr. Mary Healy, who... she is on a pontifical council in the Vatican on scripture, mm-hmm. and she teaches at the Sacred Heart Seminary in Detroit. I mean, these are no slow freight. These are people that are living the supernatural lifestyle. She has been to Brazil with Randy Clark, who's one mm-hmm. of the, you know, the chief healing ministers in Global Prophetic and Global Awakening Ministries, and has written some excellent material on living the supernatural lifestyle. I really encourage our listeners to put something of Randy Clark's on your summer reading list.
Yeah, very much so.
Now, can you tell me the online school? We also have a friend of ours who is completing the in-person school, right?
Yes, yes. Yes.
Father Raddick heads up to Brighton, Michigan every Monday for the in-person school. And mm-hmm. I really have to commend him. It's like a four-hour drive there and back. And we're awful grateful to Father Matthias, who lets him stay in the rectory so poor Father Raddick doesn't get on the road in the dark in the middle of the night. But, you know, this must be some compelling online school if he's heading up there every Monday. God bless him. He uses his day off for it, and he's back in his rectory to handle his parish. He has got two parishes, St. Francis of Rome and St. Mary of Sal. I wish I knew the appropriate or the new name. It's like Our Lady of the Five Wounds, St. Mary of the Five Wounds. I apologize. Father Rick, I don't know the real name of your parish now, but it is a wonderful parish, and those that are living there know it because he is an amazing pastor. Now, there's also something called the Summer Intensive, and we are going into our next break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about Summer Intensive that all of you in Chicagoland can join us this July 31st. I'm Loretta Frelick on Winds of Change.
I know it's Winds of Change, but let's talk about adult entertainment for a good cause. On Saturday, April 22nd, you are invited to come out and play for St. Stan's annual casino fundraiser. There will be casino games, food, drinks, and great music. You have to be 21 and over. $50 to enter and play, and there is a cash bar. The dice roll at 7 p.m., Saturday, April 22nd. St. Stan's Casino Fundraiser will be held in St. Stan's Gym, located at 1255 North Noble Street, Chicago. For more information, visit ststanschurch.org.
We are the students of St. Stan's Lacosta Academy.
Your children can join them for face-to-face classroom instruction. Visit ststanschicago.org to find out how.
And you're listening to the Winds of Change.
Sometimes it's tough to hear Winds of Change over the air, what with tall buildings, power lines, and other static. Now you can hear Winds of Change anywhere, anytime, or on any device. When Winds of Change is on the air Monday through Friday, noon to 1, go to ststanschurch.org. Scroll down to the Winds of Change tile and click on the Listen Live button, or visit Winds of Change Facebook page to see the Listen Live link.
Welcome back, listeners. This is Loretta Frelick, and we are talking with Deacon Rich Holyvoat from St. Bridget up in Wadsworth, Illinois, and his involvement with the new Encounter Ministry School that's opening up here in Chicagoland. Now, Deacon Rich, you know, we've talked a lot about Encounter and you start to learn a lingo. But you know what I found from just doing, I'm drawing to a close on the 1 year, and the words and the language and the concepts that I'm learning, 40 years in the charismatic renewal, it's like somebody took them and wrapped them up in a package and put a bow on them, you know, and all those words that, you know, transformation, strongholds, you know, those kinds of life-changing concepts that we're learning in Encounter Ministries and then taking out to our parishes, our families, our friends, you know, that is as if somebody took that amount of, you know, at least for me, 40 years, it's not new. It's not something someone created for this moment in time. It has been the church's teaching from beginning of all time, and it's all put together in this nice little package.
Yes. I think. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I think you know the beauty of this whole thing is that all of this is so deeply rooted in Scripture that it's aligned with the teachings of the church. Dr. Healy is the curriculum advisor, and she has a team of other theologians from Steubenville and from Sacred Heart in Detroit that really go over the curriculum with a fine-tooth pen and really just kind of make sure that everything is on point. And it's really beautiful that all of this is so rooted in Scripture, that it's it's you know, there's been a lot of movements out there, but this really teaches all of this in the way it was meant to be taught,
right,
through Scripture.
Right.
And you know, I can't find anything else out there that is as beautiful as that.
You know, and one of the quotes that they have on their website that I just love, you know, we talked earlier about two miracles that we both saw this past weekend at the School of Identity. Mm-hmm. And, you know, interestingly enough, last Monday on our regular show, I talked about a raising of the dead by Maria Vidia by the Holy Spirit through Maria Vidia's ministry in Ireland. And interestingly enough, Maria Vidia is going to be at Encounter Ministries Transformation Night on May 5th. But what I found, you know, so beautiful is what they say about signs and wonders. And the Encounter Ministry says that although we understand that signs, wonders, and miracles are not the whole gospel, we are convinced that the gospel is not whole without them. And I think that is such an important statement, because you are operating in the power of the Holy Spirit. You are doing what Jesus told you to do in the Scriptures. Go make disciples. Signs and wonders will follow after you. It's not the signs and wonders for the sake of signs and wonders. It's signs and wonders to point us to Jesus.
Yes, and to the kingdom.
Amen, amen. And so Father Raddick has been instrumental in, and I know you are, and there are several others, Mark Nemo, who's been a guest on our program, Peter Newborn, myself, Deacon Jean Boussare. So this is going to be an exciting event, bringing this school itself that's going to start in September. But tell us a little bit about the summer intensive. What's the summer intensive supposed to do?
So the summer intensive, which is going to be July 31st through August 3rd, is really an opportunity for those that are discerning whether they want to do the school or not. It's also an opportunity for those who maybe aren't able to do the school, but want to get a taste of what the school is. So it's going to be four nights, and each night will focus on one of the quarters of the first year. So the first night, it will be on identity and transformation. The second night will be on hearing God's voice in the prophetic. The third night
I got to back you up there.
Go ahead.
Take it.
Yes, go ahead.
Hearing God's voice?
You mean
I can hear God's voice?
Absolutely. He says it in Scripture. He says, my sheep hear my voice.
And if I can hear God's voice, what does that mean for me?
Well, it means it's a lot easier to know his will and to follow it.
Amen. And it means I'm important to him.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, that he died for me. And that if I can hear his voice in the prophetic, that I can encourage someone else, I can encourage myself, and that I can become closer. The only people that hear my voice are my friends and my family that love me, that, you know, that then do what I ask them to do. But when you think about it, in this world filled with so much noise, that we can stop, slow down, and listen to the one who created us. That's incredible, Deacon Rich. Incredible.
Yeah. And just like when we talked about baptism, how we receive our identity through that, also what happened there in Jesus' baptism is the heavens broke open, right?
Right.
And it was through that process that that the Father had access to speak over Jesus, and he has the access to speak over us when the heavens break open over us in our baptism. And the heavens don't close.
Amen.
We have open access to heaven. And so that's really the beauty and where that ability to hear the voice of God comes from.
Right. And if we're operating under an open heaven, we can pull down heaven on earth, and we can have the kingdom here.
Yeah, yeah. I was praying with a lady a few years ago. She had had a motorcycle fall on her, and she was in extreme pain. Every step she took, you know, there were shooting pains up and down her spine. And she came to me after Mass and asked for prayer. And so as I always begin my prayer process, I asked the Lord how he wanted me to pray for her. And he said, ask her who she is. And so I asked her, I said, who are you? And she said, I'm a child of God. And I said, amen. And I said, as a child of God, you also have an inheritance in heaven. And in heaven, the gifts of heaven are that there's no sickness, there's no pain, there's none of that. And I said, so just ask the Lord for a piece of your inheritance and reach your arms up and receive it. And when she reached her arms up, all the pain disappeared.
Glory and never came back.
And she even went to her chiropractor the next day, you know, as she had been every day, you know, most days of the week. And the chiropractor had to convince her that she was healed.
You don't need to come back and pay for this ministry. You've received the healing of the divine physician from heaven for free.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, so there's going to be a taste of the school of identity, the school of the prophetic. Mm-hmm. What else happens at Summer Intensive?
So on the third night, we're going to delve into physical healing and talk about how we pray for physical healing and how we see physical healing and the faith and how faith is involved in that. And so that's the third night. And then the fourth night is all about inner healing, emotional healing, freedom, and that's, you know, so beautiful. So beautiful and so needed in this world. Yes.
Praise God. It is. It is. You know, we all need to remember, and I tell our listeners this all the time, you know, when we are wounded, we wound others. And it is so important that, you know, that we forgive. And, you know, the beauty of the teaching on forgiveness, you know, is forgiveness is not a feeling. I don't have to feel like I want to forgive you, but I can choose to forgive you. And it doesn't mean we don't recognize the hurt that has been, you know, put on someone. It doesn't mean that we're going to be best buddies and we're going to make up and everything's. We're not going to be reconciled. That's a whole nother event. But I can choose to forgive so I don't walk around with the sickness that comes from not forgiving.
Right. Yes. Yes.
And I think that's such an important teaching and not one that we understand. It is the teaching of the church, and it is not something, you know, we like to hold grudges. I used to be so good at that, you know, especially, you know, as a prosecutor, you know, I got a lawyer that on the other side that may or may not have done something egregious, I may have thought. I used to say, he's on my list. I'm putting him on my list. Well, my gosh, I had to work awful hard to carry that list around with me. And it wasn't. And when I'd greet them again, they'd know they were on my list. So, you know, I had to give that up. That's not how I want to live. They, you know, I don't want to carry a list around to remind me of all the people that I have something against. Because Jesus, if truth be told, you know, Jesus could have said, you know what, Loretta, all your misconduct and misdeeds, you're on my list. But fortunately for me, Jesus chose me to be on the list of forgiven, and he throws my sins away as far as the east is from the west, scripture tells us. And so I am blessed.
Yeah, it's like they say, you know, unforgiveness is like drinking the poison, waiting for the other person to die.
Right. Well, when we come back, we're going to finish talking about Encounter Ministries and the wonderful opportunity that is coming to Chicago this summer and this September. I'm Loretta Freilich. I'm Winds of Change.
I know it's Winds of Change, but let's talk about adult entertainment for a good cause. On Saturday, April 22nd, you are invited to come out and play for St. Stan's annual casino fundraiser. There will be casino games, food, drinks, and great music. You have to be 21 and over. $50 to enter and play, and there is a cash bar. The dice roll at 7 p.m., Saturday, April 22nd. St. Stan's Casino Fundraiser will be held in St. Stan's Gym, located at 1255 North Noble Street, Chicago. For more information, visit ststanschurch.org.
I'm Loretta Freilich, and you are listening to the Winds of Change.
Here's some good news. We are pleased to announce that St. Stanislaus Koska is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in answer to our Blessed Mother's call to open the doors. The Blessed Sacrament will again be exposed all day, every day, except when masses or other services are being held. You are invited to come and pray anytime, day or night. For your safety, we ask that you practice social distancing and wear a mask. Hand sanitizer is available, and St. Stan's has increased cleaning and sanitizing of the church, and a security person will be on site. More information can be found at ststanschurch.org. That's ststanschurch.org. St. Stanislaus Koska is located two blocks north of Division on Noble, just off the Kennedy Expressway.
Welcome back, listeners. This is Loretta Freilich with Deacon Rich Holivogt. I'm telling you, Rich, I love your last name. Deacon Rich, I love your last name. It is so great. We got to get you on a, I don't know, a get out the vote campaign. But, you know, we're talking about Encounter Ministries, and we've talked about the online school. We've talked about the School of Identity that was recently here in the Chicago area. And we're now talking summer intensive. And other than the summer intensive, which is four nights, what's the school? What is the actual school? Because the school is 2 years.
Correct. So we will be launching the school officially this coming September. If you go to Encounter Minnesota, the website is encounterschool.org. You can register for the school now. Actually, if you go to, let me pull up the actual, our actual website for our campus is encounterschool.org/Chicago.
You know, Rich, I know, or Deacon Rich, I know that if you go online to the encounterministries.us, it gives you the opportunity to select the satellite school. And so you can select the satellite school. What else are we going to learn in the, we've talked about what we learn in the first year that's overviewed in the summer intensive. What do we learn in second year? Because I'm about to finish my first year, and I can't believe when I started this that I'm in 1 year, and now I only have 1 year to go. It's amazing. What am I going to learn next year?
So next year starts off with power evangelization.
Whoa! You mean I can learn how to tell somebody about Jesus?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So power evangelization is quarter five, followed by, and I'm not sure if they switched this, These next two might be switched.
Sure.
But Intimacy with God.
Oh, love that.
Is the next quarter,
okay,
which is really powerful. And then we do like an advanced ministry training. So things that are a little bit more advanced from the things you learned in the first year.
Okay.
We're going to come back and kind of touch on some more advanced teaching in that seventh quarter. And then in the final eighth quarter, it's all about leadership and deployment and where you're going to go with all this stuff that you've learned. So
wow. One of the things that I want to add, Deacon Rich, that I think is so important, because I have been involved in charismatic renewal and non-denominational gatherings and prayer groups, and, you know, they are my beloved brothers and sisters in Christ. I absolutely love them, and I have learned so much. But one of the things that I've always found so disconcerting is how they, even though she's in Scripture, there's no love. There's no correct understanding of our beautiful Blessed Mother. You know, and as we're coming to May, you know, Blessed Mother's Month, and she's always been my best girlfriend. I was raised with a mama who praised the rosary and prayed it every day. And like Padre Pio calls it, bring me my weapon. You know, you need to storm heaven with something. It's always a good idea to honor Jesus's mom. And the teaching throughout Encounter about Blessed Mother is so beautiful. And that Blessed Mother is considered a treasure that Jesus gave us on the cross. And that teaching, you know, at least, you know, I'm online with a facilitator. That teaching, I want to give a little shout out to Brenda Lombardi, but that teaching just permeates everything. Whenever Mary is brought up, she is always considered to be, you know, reverenced. We don't worship Mary. Catholics don't worship Mary, but we do reverence her as the mother of God, a young woman who faced an angel and said, sure, I'll be happy to go along with whatever God's calling for me. So one of the things I really have to commend Encounter for is the beautiful appreciation of our Blessed Mother.
Yes, yes. It's very good.
It is. It is. And it's, you know, it's not overdone. You know, we're going to the Father through Jesus and Mary. It's not overdone. Mm-hmm. And it's really kind of a blessing. Wow. Deacon Rich, we're coming up to the, I know you're going to be surprised, but we're coming up to the end of this show. And yeah. I'd like to give you the last word. If there's anything you'd like to tell our listeners, but more importantly, in these next few minutes, when you close, if you would pray for our listeners.
Sure. First of all, I would like to say that, you know, prior to going into Encounter Ministries, I didn't see miracles every day. And I suspect that most of you out there don't. But when you open your life to the Lord and allow yourself to partner with Him, I have begun seeing miracles almost on a daily basis.
Glory to God!
And it is a glory, and it is all His. It's nothing that I say because anything that I've done or anything that, you know, it's all His glory.
Amen.
All of His glory. But it's not just me that sees that. It's everyone who allows themselves to be open to this transformation, to this identity. You know, you just begin seeing this. You begin seeing miracles happening in your own life. And it's really a blessing, and I encourage everyone to at least, you know, take a look at Encounter and see if there's something there for you.
Amen. So, Amen. And that summer intensive, Well, I think everybody that comes to Summer Intensive will definitely be taking the class because it will give you a taste and you won't want to go back.
Absolutely.
And if you would bless our, it's been a thrill to have you on and to talk about something so life-giving and transforming. And, oh, Deacon Rich, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to come on our show. And I'm so grateful to you. And if you would bless our listeners, I would be even more grateful. Say a prayer for our listeners.
Absolutely. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and we praise you for Encounter Ministries and for all the wonderful things and ways that you partner with us. And Lord, we just ask for a special blessing upon everyone listening here today, that their ears might be opened, that their minds might be opened, that their eyes might see the path that you have set before them. And that they might be blessed by all that you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, you know, if you want your mind renewed, come on over to Encounter Ministries Summer Intensive this July 31st to August 3rd. If you were there at the School of Identity, just get online and sign up for the school. In September, for more information, you can go to encounterministries.us and select satellite campuses, find Chicago. We are the picture with the bean on it. And sign up for more opportunities to get closer to Jesus and to be his disciples with a witness that will transform your life and other lives. I really want to thank Deacon Rich, and we just want to pray a prayer of blessing over him, that all of his ministry at St. Bridget up in Wadsworth, Illinois, would be blessed, and that Encounter Ministries just flow from Wadsworth throughout all of Lake County and into Cook County, and that We're just blessed, and it was really a great opportunity. Thank you so much, Deacon Rich.
Thank you, Loretta.
Well, listeners, our show is about to come to a close today, and we are really grateful that Deacon Rich joined us. We are grateful for Easter. We are so grateful for the opportunity to have it be springtime out there in our city here and wherever you're listening. But we're also grateful for all of those that have come into the church this Easter, for all of our young people that will be experiencing the Easter sacraments, First Holy Communion, Confirmation. And we just are delighted that our brothers and sisters are joining us in a deeper way in the faith. And so for all of those teachers and catechists and religious education directors, we are so grateful to you. This has been your end of your season. You've worked hard all year, and we just pray a blessing on our children and our teachers. Amen.
What's there to say when the world makes no sense? Do we search deeper truths or sit on the fence? Can you see? Can you see? Can you see the winds have changed? We marvel and flatter such meaningless thought. The shell appears strong, but the inside is rot. It's time to be stirred. The time is now. The wind. changed. Read the signs, no time to hide.